Blog Talk Radio.
I keep saying good afternoon, you guys. Good night to everybody. I want to say greetings to everybody out there. This is Saturday night, and you've just tuned in to the show. And tonight we have a show that is scheduled on tonight. And we have the CEO of Promoting Your Purpose magazine, and she's on the line right now. I'm going to ask her to call back in here because, once again, I'm having some technical difficulties with the platform. So I'm going to ask her to call back in because the switchboard is not allowing me to bring you on air. So while we are waiting for her to call back in, I want you to sit back and enjoy the show. We're going to play a song of worship for you. And we want you to enjoy the show on tonight. And you know what? I'm about to flip this because this platform is getting on my nerves, and it's been doing this for the last couple of nights. So I'm going to flip this really quick. I know we're supposed to have an interview on tonight of the CEO of Promoting Purpose magazine, but due to difficulties, we're going to switch this really quick. So I want you guys to bear with me. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Oh, awesome. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Jesus. That just He just took care of that. Because I surely was about to switch it. This platform, I think what they're doing is if you're getting so many hits or if you have a show that's doing well, they're trying to have you to pay for the service. So I believe that's what I think is happening anyway. They're trying to get you to pay for the service. So they, you know, you begin to get all these difficulties trying to get on the show and sign in. You know, I used to be able to sign in on the show and just come right on. Now I have to, you know, the phone rings like 8 or 9 or 10 times just for me to come on after they sent that message out. But how are you on tonight?
I'm feeling great. How are you?
I am great. I want you to introduce yourself to everybody that's listening. I want you to introduce yourself, tell them your full name, tell them what you do, where you go to, let them know that you're saved, and then we're going to get into the show. So tell everybody what your name is, who you are, what you do, and about the magazine.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Sherelle Straker Valdez Loki. I'm the CEO of two publications. One of the publications is called Promoting Purpose Magazine, which is a Christian inspirational magazine. And I have another publication coming out in March, which is called TNY, Promoting Purpose, which is Teens and Youth Promoting Purpose. I am a child of God, a worshiper, and I attend a church called Antioch Bible Fellowship Ministry. I am also an author, and I also have another business called SNV, Promoting Purpose Media. If you notice, all my business has Promoting Purpose because I believe in God also wants everyone to start walking in their purpose in the season that we are right now. So everything is based on promoting purpose and promoting the different ministries that's going on around and the creativity of different ministries God has among us as for spiritual tools.
Oh, awesome. So what did you know? What I want to know is, and this is me, what I want to know is what inspired you to start the magazine, period? Because talking about media, I used to be a publicist and work for some people, and I actually like media. I like, you know, working. I like working with an artist, working for them, because it's a lot of creativity and being able, you know, to kind of redefine them in some aspects. And, you know, you're putting out an image of the artist, but you're also being able to, of course, working with flyers, you know, photography, working with different programs, you know, e-blast, working with designing websites. So what started you in media? You know, why media? Is this the outlet that God has called you to?
Yes, because actually it's weird because I didn't know anything about media. I didn't know anything about magazine. I actually was in the military. As soon as I got out of high school, I joined the Army. And then while I was joining the Army, I was in the Army for 6 years. And during that time, God always touched me with writing poetry. But my poetry are prophetic poetry of, you know, different things. So that's one of my ministry process. And so my first book came out to be called Poems of Presence, a poetry book. Like I said, it's prophetic, inspirational, encouraging. And then I ended up writing a book called The Hurting Woman, which is not actually The Hurting, but it actually talks about how to talk to teens and teach them to assess their self in their relationship.
You said talking to teens?
Yeah, it's more for teens. Because it's for the teens, because I want them to actually assess their self with relationships. We know teens are in relationships, whether we want them to be or not. And so I wrote that book because it actually talks about the abuse and how, you know, as teens, you figure out or you think you know what you want and how you want your future, the nice car, the nice husband or wife or whatever it may be. But, you know, without God, you know, none of that's possible. If you
honestly,
own,
that's what I want to hear.
And so that's what that book is about. It's all about showing what happens when you do pretty much do your own thing versus allowing God to be the power of your life. And so I wrote that book. So a lot of people, when they hear The Hurting Woman, they're like, oh, it's sad. I'm like, I won't really say it's sad. I would say that this is what could happen if you don't allow God to, you know, be and move within your life and allow God. You can pray for that spouse.
So is The Hurting Woman, is that more of an autobiographical sketch type book where you use some of the experiences in your life and you kind of communicate that to the reader and walk them through some experiences and lessons learned through some things that you've been through?
Right. The things that I've been through, as well as relationships that other people that I know have been through, or relationships that you hear about all the time, which is, you know, dealing with abuse physically, not just physically, but mentally, and then also the situation you come into when you're just all about lust. You know, lust can get you. So that had a lot to do with it too, and that's what a lot of youth they think they're in love, but it's actually just lust or it's puppy love. It's because they're not allowing God to lead them. And so those are two books that I wrote. So I didn't know anything about magazine or media, and I kept, you know, if somebody had came to me and said, you're going to work for the magazine, I'd be like, that's not my calling. You know, I used to be quick to say that at times, that being a writer for a book was my calling, because that's where I was able to, you know, flow easily.
but you know what? Go ahead. Continue.
Okay. And so June of 2010, around the end of June of 2010, I, you know, began to pray because I kept hearing God say purpose. And, you know, you hear purpose all the time, but you don't actually sit there and understand how deep purpose is and why we're here. And he kept saying purpose to me. And I'm like, okay, purpose. What about purpose? And that's when he began to speak to me and said, I want you to do a magazine. And I was like, in a way, I was laughing because I'm like, a magazine? I don't know anything about magazines. And I actually just started writing for a magazine like 2 months earlier just to write, because the reason why I was writing for the magazine was just to get a little bit more exposure for my writing, my book writing, not knowing that God was introducing me to the magazine that he wanted me to do. And so
awesome.
It was pretty much God just told me I was going to do a magazine. I was a little bit scared, of course, because I didn't know anything about magazines. And I didn't know how to do a cover. I didn't know anything. But
so how did that happen? So how did that happen? You got in the media. You said, okay, God told you to begin to do the magazine. You didn't know anything then. You had published a couple of books before then. So you had published some books before then, but you didn't. And you said you had worked for a magazine and wrote some articles, but you didn't know anything about how to put together a magazine. What aspects? How did that all come together? Because I know you had to believe God, because I know if we have some people that are listening, because one thing I'm finding in this season, and even, you know, and I'm a prophet myself, that's the ministry, and it's kind of funny, you said that was an area of your ministry, and this is a season where God is calling prophets to do a lot more writing, and he's also opening some doors in the media, because it's necessary. And it's funny how the media is an outlet that can be used to get the prophetic word of the Lord out and just to get the message out, period. So that's a great thing, and because, you know, media is you got video, you have periodicals, you have your magazines, you have books, and then with the internet, you have the social networking system. It makes it very easy to get information out to the masses, you know, RSS feeds. So what happened? How did you who did you come in contact with? Was there anybody that you ran into? Because a lot of times God tells us to do stuff, and then you're like, God, what is going on? And then you just run into some people, and unbeknownst to, you know, us, you know, these are people that God have ordered their steps to run into our lives. So was there anybody in particular, or how did you begin to get these skills to help you to do what it was that you said God told you to do?
Well, it actually took me like a good week or two, because I kept hearing him say that, but I'm like, I don't know where to start. Like I said, I wrote for a magazine, but only actually wrote two articles for that particular magazine, so I still didn't have the experience. I really needed, you know, as far as I was concerned, to actually do a magazine. And so I didn't really have anybody to talk to because the only thing I could do was just pray. You know, at first I felt like I was alone, so I'm like, okay, you want me to write a do a magazine? I don't know anybody that does magazine, really. And I'm like, Lord, you have to confirm with me that this is
right,
you.
Right.
And that was the biggest thing of getting confirmation. I was like, this is powerful. And like you mentioned, the media is powerful, and a lot of ministries are called into the media now because everybody has to hear the word. They want to hear the word.
What do you think about that, though? Now, you've been in media. Now, you know, you prayed, and God gave you some stuff now. So how long have you been doing this? Is it a year, 2 years? Is it very recent? How long have you been doing the magazine? Well, let's talk about since you started the book. So how long has it been since you wrote your first book?
I wrote my first book in 2005.
Okay, so it's been about 6 years where you've been working in this whole kind of media circuit. And so now you are in what city?
I'm in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
So you're in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So now you're in Fayetteville, North Carolina. You have the magazine. How do you see God using your magazine to help other ministries? Because I know when I talked to you before, when we were on the phone, when I talked to you, I remember you were talking about how you do advertisements and how you use it for ministry purposes and how you deal with other ministries. So if there's a ministry, someone is listening, you're located in Fayetteville, North Carolina, but your magazine is open to anyone that's anywhere that wants to get in the magazine. Can you tell us what that process is and how your magazine can help another ministry that may be listening as far as publicity is concerned? And then my next question after that is going to be the importance of publicity in ministry, because we have a lot of people who have a lot of churches, but they don't believe in tapping into the power of the Internet, or they don't believe that they need to advertise in, say, you know, a Promoting Purpose magazine. So could you emphasize, could you tell us what, number one, what your magazine can do for their ministry and how it can help them, and number two, the importance of using and implementing media in your ministry, especially in 2011?
It works both ways, because with the actual magazine, by you putting your ministry inside of the magazine, you're actually putting your ministry in front of thousands of millions of eyes to see. And I also tell ministers all the time, don't be afraid to put your ministry inside of the magazine, because it not only benefits you by letting other people see the good and the God work that you're doing, but you're also helping somebody else that may be going through something or issue. Who knows, your ministry might have a ministry for children, youth, a man, a woman, or something like that, maybe in your area, that's going through something and don't have a church. They see a ministry inside the magazine, and they have, you know, the opportunity to come out to see who you are, come see your church, listen to the word of God through your ministry. So it works both ways. It's not just, a lot of people think, oh, advertising just wants your money. But when it comes down to ministry, and as far as my magazine, it is to be able to have the tools for those that need it so they can reach it. You know, if your church is inside the magazine and you say, hey, we have a youth event. Okay, there's youth in your area. They're going to see that, and they might come out to there. Who knows? That's a soul right there that has a potential to become saved. And that's how I look at it as far as when I place ministry in a magazine.
Continue.
Oh, I was going to say, as far as getting in the magazine, we don't just allow anybody to come in just because they say, oh, you know, we have a church. We actually do background checks and everything like that as far as to see if the church is actually, we always ask for a reference at least. To ensure that this is the actual church and the ministry, because we deal with different states. I have ministry in California, Florida, everywhere that sends the information to me, and because I'm not there physically in that state or that city, I have no way of knowing that they're actually a ministry, except for by me praying, as well as we also do background to make sure it's actually a legit ministry, not just something that's just placed up there just because.
Right, and somebody just said, you know what, I want to get a ministry and get in the magazine, because
right.
You know we buying,
right.
You know folks buying all kind of certificates on the Internet nowadays.
Yes.
And so,
yes.
You know, I think we're going to do a show on that one day. I think if you're listening out there too, for the listeners, we're going to do a show on religious education, because we're going to put out some information on religious education, religious degrees, and what are called accredited degrees, you know, by private organizations and the like. But back to the magazine, the Restraker. Now, for ministries, you know, you said, you know, ministries, this gives them exposure by putting an ad in their magazine. Now, do you guys design it for them? Like, I just had an article that I put in the Louisville magazine on the campus of Louisville University that's here the University of Louisville is here in Kentucky, and I gave them pictures. They designed the advertisement for me, and they published it. So what do you do? How? Let's walk through that process a little bit. I'm a ministry. Let's say I'm a ministry. I have never in my life, you know, done any advertisement. The first thing is it affordable? You know, so let's go over some price ranges that someone can look, let's say, from the size of a business card, which is about the eighth of a page to a quarter of a page, to a half a page to a full page. What are some prices for color articles or advertisements that a ministry can be looking at?
Okay. Well, you know, it's funny that you said that, because a lot of people, when they hear advertisement, they think $1,000 or hundreds of dollars or even $75. But my rates are so affordable that my highest price of advertisement in the magazine is $35. That's the highest.
But
full page,
how much space
$35. Is that? The magazine is a 5x8x8x5. So it's about the size of a Jet magazine, but the full page is $35.
Oh, that's good. You know what? That's the first. You know what? That is actually a good thing. You know, I would not have thought that your magazine would be that size. And that's a nice, good, handy size. And you know what? It fits the job. Because some people, you know what? I'm glad you said that, because I found there was another magazine, Anointed Pages magazine. I was in Waukegan, Illinois. It's a great magazine, Anointed Pages magazine. I don't know if they still do it, but it was based out of Milwaukee under Bishop Darrell Hines Church. Two of his members there had this magazine, and I believe Her name is Jodine. She has enterprises now. I think it's called Masterpiece Enterprises. But they had a magazine that was fresh and it was new. And one of the things was, I noticed in the magazine, it was color, it was fresh, it was new. And that caused me to look at other Christian magazines. And when you look at them all, they're all the regular size of the average magazine you would pull off of the shelf in any store. But this would be actually the first magazine, the Christian magazine, that I would hear of that's actually the size of a Jet magazine. And it makes sense because, you know, it's smaller. You're able to charge, you know, less for more, so to speak, because you get the same. It reaches the same footprint of people. It's just less pages, less space, less color.
Right.
I guess less money and more affordable.
Right. And we didn't when we decided. I actually prayed on that, because my first magazine was the actual regular size magazine, but I prayed about it. And you're right, as far as when I end, it cuts down prices. But also, if I'm a Christian magazine and an inspiration magazine, we all have issues that come our way daily from day to day base. So if there's inspirational articles in that magazine, why not make it to the side where you can actually tote it with you anywhere you go? You can take it to work with you. You can put it inside your pocket, or you can put it in your drawer,
you know,
your desk drawer.
That is good.
You can pull it out.
You just said a mouthful. I'm glad. That is so good. Go ahead.
And so that's the main reason why we actually decided, let's do it Jet magazine, because you can take it anywhere you go, anywhere, and pull it out at any time.
So having said that, now you know what my next question is going to be. Now you said, okay, now it's small. You made it small so we can take it anywhere we go, and that makes so much sense. You have inspirational, and you know what? It just makes so much sense. You know, you see these magazines, like I get the magazine, I get Christianity Today that comes to the house. I get it every month. I get it with Entrepreneur, and I get the Jet magazine every month, so I know exactly what you're talking about as far as size. I get those magazines, and, you know, with the magazines, you know, like I have a closet full of them, and I'm like, okay, how can I really use these magazines? But if they have inspirational stories and stuff in them, you know, and that's a magazine that you can keep. It's small. You can keep a couple of issues, of that in a bag or something. But what is the length, or what is the what's the question I want to use? Not the footprint. I want to know, what is the life of an issue of the magazine? So if you publish a magazine, is it a quarterly magazine that you publish? Is it a quarterly magazine? Is it a monthly magazine? I think Jet is bi-monthly. I don't know if Jet is bi-monthly or once a month or once every 2 months, but some magazines is once every 2 months, once every quarter, you know, something like that. So what is the life of your magazine?
We want to inspire every month, so we come out monthly. Every month a magazine comes out.
So you come out monthly. So you have inspirational stories and things in your magazine monthly. Now, what if somebody wanted to start? Now, you said a whole page is 35. So what if somebody wanted to start a column? How does somebody do that? You have some writers out there, some poetry. And the reason I'm asking that, because there are a lot of writers out there. Even on Facebook, there are some people on Facebook that I ran into. These are people, there are some powerful prophets and some writers out there, because I believe this is the season God wants the prophets to write. And so if you have a writer, someone that writes prose or poetry, because I used to do that in high school, I remember we were doing spoken word before anybody even wanted to, you know, do anything with it. At Virginia State University, we were going different places, and now when we stopped it, it seemed like a few years later it just blew up. You know, weren't nobody doing it, like talking about then, but you know, is what it is. So for people that write poetry and prose, how would they get with you? What would they do? Have to submit like a bio and a picture and an example of their work or something? Or would they just pay for an advertisement? Would like a minister just pay for an advertisement? Let's say I wanted a column. I just wanted to put a message in there. I just pay for the advertisement space and send you the article.
Well, see, this is how we actually work, because I know it's a lot of magazines. A lot of people are asking the same thing about featuring. I don't charge anybody anything to put a column or even a feature in the magazine. So if you're a church and you just want to talk about your church and what you do, I don't charge for that. But if you decide that you have an event or something as to where you're going to actually collect money, like a conference or something, then that's when I would say that's advertisement. But if you're just wanting to share the ministry of what you're doing, I don't charge anything for that. The only thing like we do is we actually tell you to send the information to us, throughout actual email about your church, your ministry, and, of course, a bio about the pastor. And I have an advisor and a staff that actually look through all those stuff, and if it's approved, we put it inside the magazine. So we don't charge for a column. We don't charge for a feature. We only charge for advertising if they're doing a program or something where they're going to actually collect money or sell tickets.
Now, how do you filter them? How do you feel me? Because, you know, I'm going to send – I got some powerful pastors. I'm going to send my pastors in there. And if you listening out there, you should feel the same way about your pastors and send it in. But send that information in. So how – now, you do what you do. It's monthly. And you said people can just send their information in. But how do you go through the articles? How do you decide what pastor you're actually going to use? I mean, what are the factors that you use to decide, well, this is the one we'll put in? Is it the magnitude of the testimony, magnitude of the story? Is it the size of the church? Is it the notoriety? Is it because they're on TV? I mean, what are the factors? Because you might have some people out there that say, well, you know, we're not big time and we ain't on TV. Our pastor ain't doing this, that, and the other. And they might feel they ain't even going to get through it. They're not even going to get, you know, through if they submit it in. So what are some factors that people can know? What are you actually looking for in a man or woman of God or in a ministry to be able to feature them in your magazine? And from that, I'm going to ask you about your subscription price.
Okay, and I'm going to say that because that was actually something that God laid upon my heart too, because, you know, a lot of times people feel as though they got to be big or well-known, you know, just to be in a magazine. There are magazines out there for that, but that's not what my magazine do. My magazine will actually feature the anointed man or woman of God that may only have 25 members. But if they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, allowing God to use them, they're going to be in the magazine, even with 25 members. Because they have something to offer, they have a spiritual tool to share. So with that being said, like I said, it doesn't matter, you know, the size of the church, whether you're on TV, whether you're just getting started. But like I said, we have a staff and advisor that just reads the information, and we will let them know at that time, okay, we got a certain number of actual speeches we place. We have like four or five pastors per month or churches per month that we put in the magazine. And so we select those five for that particular month.
So what are your distributions? So you're in Fayetteville. So what is your distribution? I'm going to ask you about this because I was in Waukegan, Illinois. There was a magazine that was local. They would print the magazine, so the price of printing the magazine was from the people who bought ads to put in it. So it was more like an ad magazine. But when it was printed out, they maybe had 2,000 to 5,000 in circulation, I want to say. And they dropped stacks of them off at the churches so that the churches could have them in their bookstores. So they were free magazines to get. But there was only so many of them, and the life of the magazine was about 2 months. Now, you say that you print shows out monthly, so your life of your magazine would be about monthly. So having said that, when you publish your magazines, do you take them to the churches to get them free? Where can someone locally in your area get a magazine? And about how many people, do you, like right there in the area, do you reach?
Well, right now, as far as actual distributing stuff, I do give away complimentary copies. The majority of the people in this area, they actually say they feel more comfortable just subscribing to support because I just came out like 5 months ago. So,
okay.
So their thing is to, you know, support or whatever. So most of them, they actually do subscribe to be a blessing to the ministry, to help us get up on our feet and things like that. But even though I'm in the Fayetteville area, my magazine actually started off online, so I have subscribers all over the place. I have subscribers in California.
So you have that. Also, you have an online magazine also, version of it.
Right. It's a digital magazine and it's a printed magazine. So that's why my magazine is like all over the state. Anybody can get it, no matter where you at. And I feature anybody from wherever, any state. It doesn't have to be
Facebook. That's innovative because you can just send them. So for people that are listening here, you know, that's innovative. So and I'm sure you keep an email list, correct?
Right. Yes.
You keep it. So do you do email blasts as well?
Yes, I do.
Was that something in the future?
I do email blasts as well whenever I have, like, different features and when the actual magazine is coming out. And at times, I'm going to actually lay upon my heart to actually just send out free digital. I mean, it's already on the website anyway for free, but I also sometimes just inbox the digital magazine just to people just to have so they can actually just flip through right there in their inbox. So some people, they don't have time to actually go on the website, but they check the inbox all the time. So I sometimes just distribute the digital magazines. They just, you know, the list inbox.
And that's what's up, though. That's what's up, though, because, and it works. And for someone that's listening out there, this is a great way, if you're doing a magazine, to do something like that, you know, and it's just a technique. You can, you know, giving out the free, a free version of the magazine or a digital version, you know, like you're doing, can help them gain clientele as far as the email list, which they can also use that as a tool for their customers in the future to be able to reach those same customers, which would be their target demographic or target audience if they wanted to send out an advertisement or put some information out. That can be a tool that can be used in the future. So it's an awesome thing because it builds on top of each other.
Right.
That's awesome. So right now, someone can just go to your website and subscribe for the magazine?
Right. If they could actually just go on the website and see the magazine, only charge for the printing. Whatever you see on the magazine, if whatever you see out on the digital, that's actually the printed as well. A lot of people sometimes they don't want to see the digital; they want the actual physical copy. So that's why we actually have the printed one, and that's the one we charge for. But the actual digital is free.
So I'm in Kentucky. If I was to, what would I have to do? Order a copy, and you would mail it to me?
Right, but like if you want to just go on the actual website and just look through it on the internet, then it's free. But if you decide that you want an actual hard printed copy, then yes.
How much would that cost?
For one copy, it's $6.95. That's with shipping, tax, everything. It comes with $6.95.
So what are bulk copies? What if I wanted to buy like 50 copies? Is there a discount? Let's say I wanted to distribute that in my city. Let's say somebody wanted to call you and say, you know what, I like what you're doing. I think it's a novel idea, and I want to distribute that in my city to put that magazine out here to let people know what's going on, you know, in the industry or, you know, in the gospel scene or in the kingdom. I just wanted to put that out here. What are there any discounted prices, you know, for bundles of 10 or 50 or 100 or anything like that?
Yes, most definitely. Anybody that wants to actually order that much, yeah, the discount would actually be $3.50 per copy. And I just actually had a young lady who decided that she wanted, you know, a good bit of copies of magazines. And I sat there and I was putting everything together, and I gave her a discount, which it brought the price down really low and gave her more copies than she actually needed. But I work with anybody when it comes down to advertisement, and I work with anybody when it comes down to buying several copies of magazines, because I also people, it's not about the money, but it's to actually make sure to get that word out there and to get the magazine out there in the right hands that God wanted to be in.
Oh, awesome. Now, this is just so awesome because I like media. I love media. And it's just so awesome because, you know, if someone might be listening, but it's just awesome for Christians to be able to do what God has called them to do and to like doing it. Because when we do what God called us to do, you know, in the world, businessmen can be cold sometimes. And I know in business, you have to be focused and you have to be, you know, you have to be meticulous, you have to be focused, and sometimes you have to be hardcore to get certain things done. But we are Christians still, and so we are still called to love those who we deal with, and we have the leniency to do what we want to do. If we want to be graceful right now, you know, if we want to have some mercy and give somebody more or do this or do that, we have the luxury to do it, not like the world, because, you know, in the world they can be hardcore sometimes and do this and do that. And, you know, with magazines, some magazines charge you an arm and a leg, and their distribution is not even that much. And not, you know, they charge you an arm and a leg for a 2-page magazine.
Right.
Or something that's not excellent. And the thing is, I think people underestimate people sometimes. You know, I'm the type of person, and you know, you can tell me how you are, but I'm the type of person, I like excellence. I don't care if somebody's doing something. Let's say you have your magazine and you only had a distribution of 5 people, but I saw the magazine and the magazine was excellent. Who cares? It's an excellent product that I'm partaking of. And that's how I look at stuff, and that's how I support my brothers and sisters. But a lot of people don't do things in excellence, and this is a wonderful thing that this magazine and what you're doing with it. And I'm looking at the site right now, and it's just awesome. So I want to take a quick break right now, and when we come back, I want to take a break right now, and when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about your life.
Tell me why you judge me when you ain't even walked in my
even know who I am. You haven't been where I've been. When you could never walk in my shoes. Why does it seem when it rains? Oh yes, it pours. And the ones that love you most always hurt you more. See, it really doesn't matter how I wear my clothes. The perception is the same from the young to the old. If I wear my pants all the way to my knees, it's assumed that I'm either a B or C. And if I cock my hat from the left or the right, they think I'm with some people or the folks that fight. And if I wanna step out in the red or blue, see they wanna assume I'm from the north of the Sioux. Yet and still, they only see what's on the outside and don't know that it's for these things I don't ride. Can't change where I've been, I can fix where I'm going. So don't let my looks make you think that you're knowing where I'm at in my life, cause it all done changed. Found one greater than me to wash away my stain.
Tell me why you judge me.
In a cell and slid your meal, hearing yells all night cause the noise don't cease. While you trying to find peace in the belly of the beast, you always have to worry who you're bunking with, cause in here these wolves got some sheep to get. It doesn't matter your good work once you've been convicted, cause from society now you're getting evicted. And
I want to welcome you back to the Strategic Prophetic Show, where we are having an exclusive interview with the CEO of Promoting Purpose Magazine. I want to thank you for tuning in, and we are going to begin our second segment of the show. If you have a question, tune in. If you have a question, I want you to call in and ask your questions. If you have any issues that you want any information on, call in and let us know. Well, we are back, and before we continue this second segment of the show, I just want to put out some information there. I thank you guys for listening to the show. I want you to go to www.pcjg-ministries.com. I have revamped the website because I had people telling me that it was a little antiquated, so I've revamped the website so that you can go to the website. We will be coming out with a School of the Prophets soon, also the Word of Life Church, Kentucky. Word of Life Church, Kentucky, there's a branch that is being founded right here, so you can get information for that on the website. So look out for the Bible College, the School of the Prophets, and the Word of Life Church right here in Kentucky, and tell a friend. Now, back to our interviewee. So, Ms. Straker, now, are you still here?
Yes, I am.
Yes, well, let's talk a little bit about your background here, because I just think it's good, you know, especially people in business. A lot of people get the idea that, you know, folks just came out of their mother womb with money in their pocket, you know, ideas in their head and a big business, and it just happened for them. They didn't have to go through anything or be disciplined or be trained or sacrifice to get to where they are. So your magazine don't even, you know, come into fruition in the past 5 months. There was some birth pangs behind that. So can you tell us a little bit about what God has done in your personal life, even before you started the magazine? Just give us an example of a couple of lessons that you have learned, and maybe pull from the two books that you have written, and just give us a couple of nuggets from those books, and kind of tell us where you see God taking the magazine in the future.
Okay. Well, first about myself. Like I mentioned earlier, I was in the military, and, you know, when you're in the military, you experience a lot of things. I actually joined the military when I was 17 years old, actually. I joined the military when I was 17 years old. First duty station was Korea. At that time, I wasn't into God like that. I was, you know, doing my teen things, wanting to have fun, or what they say, party and stuff like that.
Right.
Got into, you know, had more relationships and things like that. Actually ended up having my first daughter at 20 out of wedlock, and that was very hard being a single parent because
you're
no longer yourself. You have to
let me interject for a minute. Can I interject right there? Because that sounds like a good nugget to interject. Single parent and businesswoman. Now, how old is your child now?
She's 6.
So what would you, single parent or businesswoman? Let's talk about that right there. How was that working? And the reason I want to talk about that, because there are a lot of women, say, I know you can speak to, you know, single women that either have children or just a business women. And tell us about that, and let's focus on that, because single businesswoman doing what God has told you to do and any barriers that you've ran into doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, being a single parent, and also people, you know, we're humans, and we tend to do things that's against the will of God. But God is always a forgiving God, and He will always put you back in the right place if you just, you know, repent and ask Him to show you and guide you where He wants you to be. So, you know, being single, it's not the end of the world. And after, you know, like I said, after I had my daughter, whatever, God began to deal with me. And I've always had the heart, and I always had the determination to be my own boss ever since I was young.
I know that's right.
I've always been my thing. So that also played a role through that, and allowing God to work within me. That determination was the one that actually brought everything together. So it's just more of trusting in God and just your mentality of what you want to do. And my daughter, I always said that I wanted her to be proud of me, and I want to do things where she can say, wow, my mama did that. So now she can say, okay, my mom did the Army, my mom went to college, my mom has her own business. Things like that motivated me as well on a physical level.
And I was going
to
ask you about that, your formal education. So you have a degree in?
I have a degree in business administration, associate.
Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, that's in business administration. That is, and that's good, and it's just so key. And like you said, you know, you're doing things, and now your daughter can't look at you and say, you know what, because a lot of people do that. We want our kids and our children to do things that we don't even have the faith to do ourselves. How can you look at your child and say, I want you to reach for the stars, and we haven't even reached for the dirt?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you made a good point, because a lot of kids, and I think for African-American kids especially, it's sad but true, but a lot of the African-American parents, you know, parents are telling their kids to do this and do that. Well, they haven't even attempted to go to college. They haven't even attempted to do this or do that. They have no idea of that struggle. And it's like when someone is doing something, when you're actually doing something and multitasking and giving it all that you have in doing something, then it means more when you encourage someone else or tell somebody else, look, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. You need to get good grades and get good marks. And now you can look at your daughter and say, you know what, like you said, you did this, you was in the military, you know, you got your associates, and you're starting a magazine, you're saved, you're in ministry, and in spite of, so what was your job when you were in the military?
Actually, I started off as a cook at first, and then I ended up moving up to human resource. So I had two jobs.
Oh, human resources. Now, did you know this? You know, I'm in Kentucky. You know they moved the whole human resources command to Fort Knox, Kentucky?
Yes.
Just moved all of them. I think it's supposed to be the second biggest government building that they built here. It's huge. They say it's bigger than the Pentagon. That I don't know, but I know it's a lot of people working in there.
Yes.
Would you say that human resources doing that job in the military kind of helped you do media?
Yes, I do believe that. And like I said, even everything was just God, because I started off as a cook in the military. And then with the actual score that I had, they told me that in order for me to actually be human resource, I had to have a higher score. But what ended up happening. Right. So what I've had, my life was spinning out of control, and I ended up getting out of the military at first because I was in a relationship. And so I ended up going reserve. And when I got to reserve, I really wanted to do human resource. Yes, I went from active duty to reserve. They kept saying, well, you got to take your ASVAB and have a higher score to do human resource. And that's the one I definitely actually called on God. And as far as that went, next thing you know, they told me, well, you know, you've been active duty and now you're reserve. We're going to go ahead and send you to human resource school, even with the score that you have. And so, you know, without taking the test over, I just went to the human resource school, and my job transferred into the human resource. And I definitely said that's a blessing. That's definitely God, because, like I said, they kept saying that you have to actually take the test over, have a higher score just to get another job. And I didn't have to do that. God's blessing where I can just go straight to the school for that job I wanted. And I actually went back to active duty as human resource.
Oh, that's what's up. That is what's up. And, you know, because, you know, the different phases and jobs, you know, the different things you do in your life, they kind of, you know, help to prepare you for different phases that God is, you know, different phases of your life and different things that God is preparing for you. And I know sometimes we like to, you know, we like to kick, fight against the goads, as they say, and
yeah.
fight and kick, but God still, you know, has his way through all of that. That is awesome.
Right.
So now, with the magazine, the next issue is coming out when? When can we expect the next issue?
It'll be out February 1st. The actual next issue will be out February 1st.
It's coming out February the 1st, so we can put your site on. I have a caller. We're going to take a caller right now.
Okay.
Hello, you are on air. How are you doing tonight?
Wonderful.
And may I ask what your name is?
Sure. This is the Adrena Turner Show on Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well, how are you doing, Adrena? Did you have something that you wanted to ask or say, or are you just throwing us a shout-out?
I admire everything that Sherelle is doing. She was interviewed on my show about a year ago through AAMBC Virtual Tour, and to see her doing Promoting Purpose magazine and interviews and where she has really transformed into the woman that God called her to be, I'm really enthused.
Awesome.
At everything she's done since I first met her. So,
oh, awesome. That's a testimony. Please
continue.
Yeah,
my number one contributing writer, too.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yeah, she's a very good cushy one.
Oh, awesome. So what do you do now? You have a radio show, Adrena, you said, on the Blog Talk also. And what else do you do?
I'm a contributing writer with her magazine. I prayed on it, and, hey, God got me writing for her as well, and I want to be involved in her teen and youth magazine. I'm also an author as well. We've been on a 10-day radio host tour, and I've been nominated for Host of the Year this year and last year for Best Literary Talk Host. So I'm being blessed.
Well,
I wanted to share the blessings with her.
Well, you know, if I had my uploads up here, you know, I would hit the hand clap on you on the upload. Your hand up, so they're all here. But I see, are you in Milwaukee?
Yes, I am, sir.
So you know, so are you familiar with Masterpiece Enterprises, Jodine, Ivy? Are you familiar with Melvin in the radio, the gospel radio station down there, or anybody in that gospel circuit down there? Because Masterpiece Enterprises.
Yes, yeah, just Jodine now. Melvin Ivy left. He went to, I think, Atlanta. So, yes, I've met both of them in person, and I'm very familiar with Jodine. So, yes,
right.
I am familiar.
Yeah, because I saw her. I was like, yo, she in Milwaukee. I was like, yeah, I was just in Waukegan. So I was in Waukegan for about 3 years, and I used to go back and forth between Chicago and Milwaukee I did a gospel cafe and doing
right.
some other different things in the gospel music, because we had a gospel cafe that we did right there in the Lake County area. I know Jodine had some down there. I would go back and forth with some of the Milwaukee artists and some of the gospel artists in Chicago. So, small world.
Okay, so are you from Waukegan? Because I have family in Waukegan. I'm from North Chicago, Illinois.
See, have you ever heard of... Oh, wow, I was just down there. I'm not from there. I'm from Virginia, but I know a lot of people like the Smiths. Have you ever heard of a gospel artist called Tammy Smith or Ambassadors for Christ Gospel Group?
I probably know them in person because I go down there for some of their gospel shows and such. And
yeah.
My uncle, Charles, he has his own recording label, and he's in Chicago. So, yeah, I probably do. Yeah.
All right. Well, that is awesome. I want you to stay on the line. I thank you for calling in. Giving a shout out
to
Sherelle and what she's doing, and it's an awesome thing. And and send me an email.
Okay, I'll do that. Find me on Facebook, Adrena Turner. So I'll be looking for it.
Adrena Turner. Okay, so let me type that in before I forget, because I surely don't have a pen. Adrena.
Okay.
Is that E-R-E?
Adrie. N-N-A, and I'm sorry, I didn't want to take up your...
Oh,
yeah,
no problem. Adrena. Do you see, I'm glad you said that, because I'd have never found that. I'm some Adrena. That's Adriana or something. I'd have been messed up. I'd have been like A-D-R-E-N-A. It was I-E-N-N-A. I'd have never found that.
Yeah, correct. I-E-N-N-A, Turner.
Okay,
T-U-R-N-A.
All right. Well, I have found you. I'm going to add you.
Okay.
I thank you for calling in. I thank you for the shout-out. It's always good to hear testimony, and it's always good to hear that people support people and encourage them. So it's an awesome thing. I thank you for tuning in.
Well, thank you, and I got to find you on Blog Talk and add you as a friend. So, Sherelle, wish you the best, and continue doing what God has put in you to do, girl. Dream for more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Well, look at that. That was just awesome. She just called in and gave you some kudos, give you a shout out. Now, you said it was coming out February the 1st. No, because
yes.
I'm really going to get in contact when you have me on the ball now, because it's been a while. Coming into 2011, I have to revamp my site. I was getting my email, my e-blast together, getting the college and doing some other things behind the scenes, getting all that together. But this is, I have to go back to doing my business cards, because it can become a lot doing all that. But now this year,
right,
I'm coming back to the business cards, and I'm getting my publicity kit for myself, because, you know, sometimes you can do that for everybody else and you don't do it for yourself.
Right.
So
right.
I'm going to get all of that together and keep that. I'm going to keep that and have it for myself. And I'm going to send you a publicity kit, because there's something on this. God is doing something with this. I know God is on this, and I feel that in my spirit, and I know it's going to be a big thing, and I know it's going to expand, but I just want to be a part of what God is doing. And when we know God is moving and doing something, see, a lot of us don't want to get in until it get big. But by the time it get big, it's like too late, because you should have had the faith when God told you to do it the first time.
Exactly.
And then when you blow up, they want to roll up at you with the Stella Awards. I'm going to say, No, you don't. Who are you?
Right. But, yes, I've been truly blessed. And then, like you said, Adrienne Turner, she was one of them. She was with me. She's a contributor writer. She, out of the blue, she came up and she helped me with the book reviews. But at the time, I was doing everything by myself. So she's truly a blessing, because she took a lot off my shoulder, and I greatly appreciate that. So that's why I was glad when she called in, because she's done a lot for me that since I started off with the actual magazine.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. And this is good. So right. So how big is your staff? You know, how are you doing this? You know, this is 2011. You know, people just think everything is just so blown out. How are you doing it? Are you using your e-office? Are you using emails back and forth, teleconferencing, you know, webcast, video teleconferencing? I mean, how are you keeping it together? You have people in different locations helping do what you do. You know, how are you doing it?
I'm doing everything through email. I'm glad you mentioned the teleconference. That's something I'm trying to work on to get together. But everything is through email. I have my editor, I have my advisor, I have my actual graphic designer that works with me. I do the graphic design as well, but I have one that works with me too. And then I have my contributing writers, which the contributing writers are a big part, because, of course, without their articles, and I'll be sitting there typing, you know, away myself trying to do articles before in the magazine. So the staff together, we just email each other back and forth, and I constantly pray, and I constantly ask God to bring those that are meant to be in this vision and in this actual magazine to come together, because when you pray and you send people, it's going to stick together regardless. You know,
right.
Even just emails. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, now this is me, and you know, I'm going to ask you this. Now, you know, I am so interested in this. Now, you know, this year, and it's kind of funny, and I'm going to tell you, I'm a writer. Now, I love to write, but I have not written and did a lot of stuff. And I said, okay, now I'm completing a doctorate in metaphysics, and I'm completing some degrees, so now I'm forced to write. So, you know, I'm up in here writing 9 or 10 pages. So this year, you know, coming into the new year, you know how the Lord speaks to you. I'm a prophet. So in the beginning of the year, the Lord says, okay, you know, you sit down and you ask God what is going on while I'm entering into the new year. And he started to tell you stuff. And so he started telling me, I'm going to write some more. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I'm like, okay, all right. So I said, if I'm going to write, I got to make it at least worth my while. I got me one of them keyboards, you know, that when you type, you can hear to make a little sound and stuff, and I'm sitting up in Starbucks just typing away, folks looking at me like I'm crazy, looking like I'm all up in that computer screen. But it's funny how God does, because he's beginning to do that. He's telling the prophets to write this year. He wants the prophets to write and commit it to paper. He wants them to start writing stuff on the paper. And even though I was doing my blog, it's kind of funny. He says, no. He says, though you do your blog, he says, you need to put it on paper, because if your website gets shut down or something gets lost, where is the evidence that I said what I said, or where is the evidence of what I told you to do? And we know in the Old Testament, when they found the books of the law and when everything was destroyed, that's why the prophets and the preachers keep the word in their mind. But they was able to, I think it was in the book of Ezra, when they found the books of the law and it started a revival in the land. So it's just good to write things down and to commit it to paper. so we would have it and be able to do some stuff. So let's talk a little bit more about your, you said God called you to the prophet. So let's talk about that prophetic ministry. Now, you said you go to Bible Fellowship Church that's in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Well, who is your pastor? Let's give it, who is your pastor?
His name is Pastor Wilbert Jr. Blandon.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Wilbert Blandon. What's up, Pastor Blandon? How you doing? All right, so so what's going on there? Awesome church. Let's talk about your pastor and what ministry do you do right there in the church? I know they get free copies every month.
You know what? They actually, they're one of the main ones I follow when I said they want to subscribe. You know, they're like, oh, no, we want to support you. Like you mentioned earlier, how people actually throw their money to you now. But I'm actually blessed to have people that, like I said, they are actually subscribed, or they even sometimes just say, you know, I want to be a blessing, I'm going to give you extra. The magazine costs $6.95, I'm going to give you $10. Do what you want to do with it. You know, so I'm like, wow.
That's it. That's how you do it. That's how you do it, because you know what's funny? Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's such a blessing because, like I said, we normally we get our funds through advertisement. And like I said, most of the features that we do in there, we don't charge for the feature. We only charge to advertise. And so, you know, people to come up and say, hey, I'm going to give you extra, is definitely a blessing. It's a blessing.
And see, that's what, and it's funny you said that this year coming in, the Lord had told me, he said first, he told me a couple of things. He said, this is the year that the judgment will begin in the house of God. He told me that this is the year the prophets need to write. He told me that this is the year that the church, the people that are doing what I told them to do, they will see blessing and supernatural increase this year like never before. And people are going to look at you and look at you like, how did you do that in this economy? And this is just a year to keep steadfast, but he also said do missions, and he also said connect. And so it's for me, it's key, because when I left Hawaii, I said, God, I'm tired of just dealing with any and everybody. They might be everybody that says they're saved is not my brother in Christ or sister in Christ. So I said, I need divine connections. And so coming into this year, he said do missions, and part of missions is just supporting the kingdom of God so that the word can go out. And for anybody that's listening, and, you know, things like this, I think missions go, you know, sending money overseas and sending things like that. But let's say you have a magazine, and like with you, you have a magazine, you can take 10 or 20 copies per month and send it to a foreign country in India where they can get some encouragement. And people that are here, you know, like you said, your church, they bought so many, but they gave you a little bit more per copy for it. That's missions work. They're helping to sow into what God is doing. And it's so key this year, because when people sow into the prophet, it gets blessed. It comes back. It comes back, and it's multiplied. It comes down, pressed down, shaken together, running over. So when people sow into your ministry, and they sow into what you do, because God is on your ministry, and God is going to blow this thing up. And I'm going to tell you right now, when I finish here, I'm going to talk with you and send you some paperwork, because I've been a little slow. I talked to you the first time, and I knew I had to do something, but I feel an urgency just to connect with you. And when I can, and there's an urgency to connect with you right now, because I just know God is really going to do something, and this is a great word. And God is looking for some fresh, he's looking for the fresh ideas, because the old system and the old ways, we've been so trying to follow the world's ways and the old ways, you know, and trying to do it according to their method. Your method is fresh and new. You've done your magazine kingdom-like, because you can tell God gave you the method by which to do it, because you didn't pattern it after someone else's magazine. And I can tell that by the size of your magazine, which lets me know that you heard God, like with Moses. God told Moses to do it according to the pattern. When he went to make the temple, he told him to do it according to the pattern that was showed you on the mountaintop when you was up there, not when you come down here and listen to everybody else down here at the base of the mountain. When you was on the mountain, I told you up there what to do. And so he got instructions. And so I think it's a good thing. I think it's a great thing. Let me ask you this. How many states do you know for sure that you are in, that you would say, as far as the 50 states, whether you want to say a percentage, you know what I'm saying, or whether you want to give actual numbers of states, how many states are you reaching? And if someone is listening, how can they help you expand, or how can they help to spread the word through their ministry?
As far as I know right now, I am in at least 5 states. That's Florida, that's California, that's Milwaukee. I have South Carolina, North Carolina, Maryland. I have people who they contact me, email me and say that they know someone in their state that actually has a magazine as well, but it's actually not confirmed. But I just, you know, thank God anyway, that they actually heard, you know, of the magazine. And as far as those from any other states, that word of mouth. I mean, go to the website and see the website for yourself. I always tell everybody, before you decide that you want to be featured in this magazine, always research it for yourself. The same way how I would research the person that want to be featured in the magazine, research the website, research me yourself, and pray to God to see if this is what God wants you to be, because that is the most important thing. Sometimes we just can't, even though something is good, that doesn't mean that it's meant for us to be in that particular
path.
So you have to pray before you do anything.
And so. that's exactly right. And that's why it's so key not to even deal with everybody. And I'm going to just say this since you said that. You know, my last show that I had, and I had a young lady on the show, and, you know, because God, the name of this show is Strategically Prophetic. And you are an example of the type of individual that is perfect for this show and that God called me to have on the show. You're in ministry, you have an anointing on your life, but you're also in business, and you're combining your anointing with your business, so you can not only reach the church, but you're extending the hand of the anointing that's on your life into the business realm and into the earth realm. And so not just, you know, stuck on positive thinking and not just stuck on, well, you know, this, that, and the other. And I had someone on the show, I had to kind of cut it short halfway through because I was like, man, you know, I had to call someone else. And so you are a prime example of the type of people that we want on the show to emphasize and to connect people with, so that people will say, look, you know, this is anointed, this is what's going on. Look, check her out and see for yourself. Check him out and see for yourself how they are doing. So this is excellent. This is anointed. And see, when it comes to things like that, now for me as a prophet, when I discern things, because to be absent, you know, people that are spiritual, you can pick up in the spirit, though you're not there in front of someone, you can still pick up because there is no time or distance in the spirit realm. So when you discern someone's spirit, you can hear somebody's voice. If you're trained in what you do, you can pick it up. And I know I sense the anointing on your life, the prophetic call on your life, the anointing on this magazine. And for me, in instances like that, because the time is at hand, I don't have time for this stuff. When I know the Holy Ghost says yes, and the Holy Ghost says I'm in that, then it behooves me to move. I just had a phone call recently this week. Someone, I just got the favor of the Lord. Something that should have cost me $40,000 to $60,000 cost me, if I was to tell you the price that it cost me, you'd be like, it cost me, something that should have cost me $20,000 to $30,000 cost me less than $1,000.
And I believe that. You know, a lot of people say, wow, get out. Most people will say, wow, get out of here, but I know the God we serve, and I believe that. I believe
And it's because of the prophets. And it's because, I mean, we're listening to the Lord. I mean, and I'm not zooming in just on the prophets, but the believer that's listening to the Holy Spirit is operating that prophet, just listening to the Lord. Because I went on, let me tell you how God does this thing. I went on Facebook, and one of the gentlemen that posts, because I like to connect with people, because God told me to do that this year. He said, some of you connect with people, reach out to people. And I called one of the prophets. I said, man, I'm off today. I just wanted to touch bases. And he said, man, well, you need to call this brother. I called that brother up. And then he starts talking about something else in business that he's doing, and then I ended up getting a kingdom connection that I didn't even know was there had I not reached out and just tried to connect. Now, if I said, you know, I'm tired, I want to go to sleep, I ain't calling nobody on Facebook, because a lot of people get on Facebook, they don't really try for those connections. God got me one day. He said, you need to go on other people's pages, speak to them, take the first step, call them, touch bases with them, because you never know who you're talking to.
Right.
So that is no problem. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about your business? We have a couple of minutes left on the show. Tell us your website, so we can get your books. We can get your books. You can get your We can get your books. We can get your magazine. I know you got the website. Any information that you want to know? I mean, that you want people to know.
Well, you can actually go on my website is www.promotingpurposemagazine.com. That's magazinepluro.com, promotingpurposemagazine.com. We're actually coming out with a teen and youth magazine in March, because, you know, a lot of times you have magazines, and even spiritual-wise, we tend to only target the spiritual articles to the adults only. Well, teens and youth have souls as well, and we want to make sure that we inspire and encourage them as well with the situation that they're going through now. So we'll be releasing a teen and youth magazine in March of this year. Yes, you can also find it on www.promotingpurposemagazine.com. We're actually looking for sponsors for the magazine, because we want to ensure that teens and youth get free copies of the magazine. So if you want to be a sponsor, you can either sponsor, and you can actually receive the magazine. You can get up to 5 or 20 magazines, depending on how much you sponsor. You can get those magazines and pass out to the youth yourself, or you can allow us to actually give it out to a teen and youth and just put your name as a sponsor on there.
And also we're going to add an article in the magazine, for Familiar Purpose Magazine, in Spanish, because we believe that God is not just English, He's Spanish.
I thank you. I want you to stay on the line. Stay on the line, please. I thank you for listening in. You have just tuned into the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast. We have an exclusive interview with this wonderful woman of God in Promoting Purpose Magazine. I want you to go to www.promotingpurposemagazine.com and support the magazine. I want to thank you for listening in. I want you to be blessed and enjoy your night. This is Strategically Prophetic with Calvin Ward.